This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up. Station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, hour two on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Check out the website. It's up and operational, leeelsie.com. That's leeelsie.com. You can check that out and see what it's got. So I've chatted with this next gentleman many times over the last decade. He is a former congressman. He's written a book called Harvard Hates America, and we've got him to talk quickly about the world of politics. John LeBoutillier. I got to get your opinion on this whole Santos situation. So the guy lies during his entire campaign. He gets elected, and now they don't know what to do with him. What do you do in this situation?
Well, it happens to be my district, so I'm very, very much fired.
I didn't know that. All right, that's even better.
Yeah, I was just, as you asked me that, I was just pressing the send button to text a couple guys, including a candidate who'd run for this thing.
Right.
Latest articles. I mean, it's a unique case. No one's lied like this and gotten away with it ever in my lifetime. I do remember people enhancing their resume by saying KT McFarland, who we've all seen on Fox, when she ran for the U.S. Senate here in New York, she was going to run against Hillary in 2006, I think. She put a resume out where she said she got a PhD from Oxford.
Right.
Well, wasn't true. She had studied for a PhD, but she hadn't gotten it. And just that was a big deal. So what this guy's done is incredible. I mean, he has manufactured everything.
Right.
Jobs, schools, positions, religion. He's a complete fraud.
Yep.
And I'm amazed he's gotten this far, but I don't think he'll last. I think the next story to drop is inevitable, is where'd all this mysterious money come from? Mm-hmm. And the Daily Beast on November 30, before the Times really exposed this guy, the Daily Beast ran a big piece about how this Vickel Betzelberg, this Russian oligarch close to Putin, shoveled $56,000 into Santos's campaign. That has gotten no discussion since then. And I think now they're going to go back to that and all the other money. He shows up with $11 million, lends his campaign $700,000. Where did this money come from?
Right.
Guy didn't go to school, didn't have these jobs. You're telling me he's making $11 million? I really doubt it, Lee. So I think once they expose financial trickery or illegality, I think they'll throw him out and be gone fast.
They can do that?
Well, if the Republicans tell him to get lost, including I come from Nassau County, where this district is.
Right.
Santos is from Queens, not Nassau. The Nassau leader is furious that they foisted this guy on him.
Right.
He's nothing but an embarrassment. And some of this Russian money, in order to be donated, was cycled through the Nassau County Republican Party. So they will be investigated for their role in it. And they don't want any part of that. I'm not sure they even realize it yet.
But can they lick it? Does he have to break a law, though, in order to bounce him out? It can't be.
No.
he doesn't. Okay. They can just.
I would think if the leader of the Nassau GOP is a very good guy named Joe Cairo, like the city in Egypt.
Right.
If Joe Cairo pulls the plug on Santos and calls him and says, I want you out today, I think he's got to go. I think once that happens, it's already happening. I mean, the county executive wants him under criminal investigation. Another congressman from the next door district has said we got to have a criminal, a Republican, by the way, we got to have a criminal investigation.
Right.
That's the thing that makes this one different, is that the Republicans are not sticking by this guy.
They shouldn't.
They're abandoning him.
Well, they should. And so just so I'm clear on this, because if I get into this later on, just from your point of view, even if he digs his heels in, there are mechanisms to get him out, even if he hasn't technically broken the law, if he's just lied.
I don't think there is a mechanism to get him out. If he refuses to get out, the only mechanism, ultimately, is the House of Representatives that have to throw him out, which takes months, probably.
Right.
However, short of a mechanism, there's a legal mechanism. There are politics involved. And, you know, I would think if the Republican conference, after they pick their new speaker, which is not going to be McCarthy, by the way, it's probably going to be Steve Scalise, if they tell the guy to buzz off and get out, and his home county district people all tell him to get out, the newspaper here, Newsday, is calling for him to resign.
Right.
Not that that's a surprise, but, I mean, at some point, what are you going to do all day? I mean, if the people you work with don't want you there, how long are you going to stay?
I guess it depends upon how much of a thorn you want to be in everybody's side. John LeBoutelier, former congressman, is our guest here on the Wayne Allen Root Show, War Now, broadcasting on the Great USA Radio Network. You mentioned that McCarthy may have a tough time of it. So you think he can get upended by Scalise?
Well, I don't think McCarthy can get to 218.
Yep.
So they'll have the first vote right after noon on next Tuesday. And, you know, they keep voting until someone gets to 218.
Right.
If he doesn't get it on the first ballot, he's not getting it. And there are five, there are 222 Republicans,
yep,
including Santos, right?
Yeah, he said he's going to vote for McCarthy, by the way.
Right, he said he's voting for him, so he's in the count for pro-McCarthy. But there are five publicly on the record saying we will never vote for Kevin McCarthy, and there are like seven others who are very wavering. Now, they may be negotiating by saying this,
right,
in order to get something out of McCarthy. I realize that. But they sure sound pretty adamant that they don't want him.
Right.
And I'm hearing backdoor stuff that Scalise is sitting there ready. And you never hear a word against Scalise from anybody.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah. He seems like a solid guy.
Yep.
At least now.
Plus he got shot. And,
yeah.
You know, he's sort of a heroic figure.
Switching gears just for a second, Title 42, the amount of money that we've thrown around in this government, any government, for the last four decades, we could have fixed the problems at the border. Right now, it's complete anarchy. It's complete chaos. It seems, to me, it doesn't seem like it's that complicated. They make it complicated. It's almost like it's a political issue that they want to have out there forever and ever. You know
have to change. The thing is, the law guarantees asylum hearings for anybody who comes here who asks for asylum. But most people who come here are not going to get asylum because the law on what qualifies someone to get asylum is quite specific.
Mm.
You have to be the victim of political persecution,
right?
Not economic hardship. You don't get asylum for coming from a poverty-stricken town in Guatemala.
Right.
You won't get in. You won't get asylum. You only get it if you're the victim of political persecution. And not many people are.
And you have to go to the country next to you, too. You can't come from Nicaragua and come here.
They come right through Mexico.
Right.
They walk all the way up. Yeah.
Right.
But here's the thing. The law, other than Title 42, which we just talked about, they get to come in here and be in here while they await their asylum hearing.
Right.
And they don't have enough judges for all the hearings.
Right.
So sometimes it's 8-10 months before you have your asylum hearing, and during which time you're free to roam around America and work and live and do whatever.
Right.
That's just nuts.
Right. And poof, some of them are gone. They never come back. So.
Oh, but most of them never show up for the hearing.
Sure. All right, there you go. That's John the Boutelier, former congressman, and again, host of Political Insiders for a while on Fox News. Every once in a while, we track him down and ask him to be part of the show and give us his political expertise on what's going on in Washington, D.C., and we thank him very much. John, have a good new year, and thanks for coming on. You guys can reach out to me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. As I said earlier, we do have a great website, LeeLC.com. Take a look at that. And before I forget, just in case you were looking for a landing spot for your 17, 18-year-old high school student as far as college goes, and you're afraid that they'll end up at one of these progressive think tanks that tries to churn out liberals left and right. Well, Nichols College up in Massachusetts. It's actually where I currently go. I am, in fact, going back to school. I'm looking to get a master's. And Nichols is a great college. It's a real college. It's not an online college. It has amazing professors, and they do just a wonderful job up there. So check that out, Nichols.edu. If you've got somebody of that age group, and they might be willing to try something a little bit different, Nichols, I think, the place to be. All right, we got to take a quick break. Still to come, we'll talk to Jared Stepman from the Heritage Foundation, and that'll be coming up before the top of the hour. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and to have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
With
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is about a week old, but an Ozark teen faces adult murder charge after a 16-year-old girl he met at church overdoses on a fentanyl-laced pill. Horror story again. Another case, fentanyl killing some young kid. It's one after another. You pick up the newspaper, you see an obituary almost, and every single one you see some young person either committing suicide or dying of a fentanyl overdose. And it's just sweeping across the border. They don't care about it. They don't care about the fentanyl deaths at the border. That story I just read is proof positive. The White House in a bind. This is an interesting story. So the Biden administration faces a difficult decision early on in the new year whether to block the National Archives from releasing hundreds of Obama-era documents related to his first son, Hunter Biden, and his relationship with the Ukraine energy company Burisma while Joe Biden was the vice president. The White House has been mum about whether it will invoke executive privilege to stop papers from becoming public February 28, 2023. We can all set that date on the calendar, but my guess, how much money do I have on me? I think I'm loaded right now. I have $104 on me, right? I can't tell you why I have such a tremendous amount of cash on me, but I have $104 on me, and I will bet you the $104 that they invoke executive privilege, and you will not be able to see what is on those reports. Anyway, the records include 69 images, 260 email messages that mention Burisma that date back to 2014, when Hunter, now 52, man, he's 52. He looks a lot older than 52. He looks horrible. Well, that's because you smoke crack. If you're smoking crack, you're going to look like crap, right? This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any question? This is your face. This is your face on crack. any questions. The National Archives informed the Biden White House and the Obama Foundation in November 30th that the letter was penned to release the records in response to a Freedom of Information Act request for the vice presidential records. So we'll see. And my like I said, my guess is he probably won't get a chance to see any of those unless you go outside the lines in some way, shape, or form. But I would say that they're certainly going to put a hold on all of that. By the way, along with the impeding congressional probes, the Justice Department is examining Hunter Biden's tax affairs in an effort to grow that investigation. He's a dirty guy. He's a dirty creep. But you already know that. I'm not giving you anything new. A California elementary school teacher uses a stuffed animal or stuffed animals to teach kids lessons about being gender fluid. There's a big bulletin board. There's a picture of the big bulletin board in the class where the teacher goes out of her way to show the kids that being gender fluid, male one day, female the next, an oak tree on day three, a soccer ball on day four, all part of being gender fluid, the wave of everything moving forward. All right, we're running short on time. A couple other things. There's a company in Los Angeles called Stoned and Toned, which helps customers blend smoking weed while exercising. All right, so I used to have a friend, and he was in horrible, horrible shape. He's since dead, and he was a good guy. And if I said the name, you'd all know who he is. I'm not going to protect him, but we once had this running gag. I mean, he would drink like a fish. He smoked cigarette after cigarette after cigarette, just a wreck, physically just a wreck. Smart guy, but physically a disaster. And I remember, you know, one time asking him as a joke, saying, you know, when are you going to go? Kent, when are you going to go to the gym? Whoops, I just said his name. Well, it's out there. I would say, when are you going to the gym? And he would laugh as he would light up another cigarette and say, well, as soon as there's a smoking section at the gym, I'll go. Which I thought was funny. Anyway, this company apparently is, I guess, promoting a cannabis gym. It's in San Francisco, of course. It encourages visitors to light up and lift. And then there's a Facebook group called Pelastone that supports members who use cannabis and ride their stationary bikes. I've been lifting since, I mean, may not look it, but I've been working out since then in high school, right? We're talking about closing in on 40 years. No, 40? Oh, my God, 40 years. Yeah, okay. And I've smelled the pot when I'm walking around, seeing people smoking the pot. How do you possibly expect to work out and smoke that garbage? I don't get it. How would you work out just being the secondary smoking at gym? You never do it. In case you were wondering, Wallet Hub crunched the numbers to determine the most sinful city in America. And once again, it wins just about every single year. Las Vegas came in at number one. It's based on seven sinful behaviors: anger, jealousy, vices, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. All right, I got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA News Update. More than 2,400 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. already. Southwest has far and away the most canceled flights at over 2,300, almost 6 in 10 of its scheduled flights. The daughter of international soccer legend Pele is remembering her late father. Kelly Nascimento posted a picture on her Instagram page showing hands of family members placed on top of Pele's while in his hospital bed. The three-time World Cup winner died at the age of 82. With 2023 right around the corner, some states and cities are set to introduce new laws.
27 states will see minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in Washington state will increase to $15.74 an hour, which will be the highest rate in the United States. Maryland and Missouri will become the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Go Get Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want, physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver, physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. Now, Wayne has tonight off. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. In fact, we have some T-shirts and cool stuff available at that website right now as we speak. I want to take a walk down memory lane, sort of like a remember when. Since 2022 is about to end, I want us to sort of slowly walk and remember the way things were. Things that you may or may not remember: Christmas clubs, the corner grocery store, instant cameras, Kodak cameras, Kodak film, beepers. Your mom would give you lunch money, milk money, the milkman, transistor radios, local bakeries, cigarette smoking everywhere, restaurants, movie theaters, on airplanes, everywhere people smoked. Speaking of airports, walking right to the gate and getting on your plane. No security, no wand, no put your shoes and your phone and your keys in a box and have it go through an X-ray machine. None of that. In fact, no phones. No cell phones of any kind. No Google. We had phone books. We let our fingers do the walking. We used dictionaries. We read encyclopedias. We read books. The average house had one TV and three stations. A little later on in my teenage years, maybe we got 10 or 11 stations and we could watch the Yankees on Channel 11 or the Red Sox on Channel 38. They sent you home with report cards. You went to detention if you got in trouble. You learned how to read, write, do arithmetic, and you started your day out with the Pledge of Allegiance. If your shoe had a hole in them, your mom would take it to the shoemaker. And if you were a sports fan, your favorite player stayed on your favorite team the entire time, a.k.a. Carl Yastrzemski. It was a big deal who was on the cover of your Wheaties box. Your mom stayed home, your dad worked 9-10 hours a day, you went to church on Sunday and on Christmas Eve and usually on Easter, your grandma came over for Sunday dinner. It was exciting when we got Total Phone, remember? More than two people on the phone at once. We actually had phone booths. Yeah, payphones. They existed. And while payphones existed, texting didn't. People actually had beepers. You wore Old Spice. And candy at the local grocery cost you 5 cents. Your parents invested in U.S. savings bonds, had SNH green stamps. We played outside until it was dark. We had no video games. If we were lucky, there was a cool pinball machine somewhere, maybe even in a pool hall, where we got ourselves in trouble. Bookies took illegal bets. Marijuana was jail time. And I would spend hours a day, hours a day throwing the ball up in the backyard and catching it, pretending I was playing at Fenway Park. We went to the bank to cash a check, make a deposit. Cars had no seatbelts, no car seats, no GPS. Dashboards were made out of metal steel. Nothing was padded. Gas, maybe, was $1.19 a gallon. Schools actually had rules. You couldn't just walk down the hall without a pass. When your grandparents got old, they came and lived with you. And in fact, I can't remember any senior citizen housing when I was growing up. People retired at 65 had a pension, and they stayed with one company forever. The United States was actually the good guy. People came here legally and went to Ellis Island and were processed to live out the American dream. The only radical group was Nazis or communists. There were no mass shootings. Common sense was the rule, not the exception, and you were proud. And I mean proud to be an American. I can remember the red, white, and blue explosion everywhere back in 1976, the bicentennial. We went to the moon and back, cured polio. And prior to my generation, a man said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. We watched American Bandstand and America's Top 40 with Casey Kasem count down to the number one song in the country. We watched television as a family. And there was no American Idol, no America's Got Talent, and no Survivor. We actually ate red meat, white bread, whole milk, anything and everything with sugar. We picked up teams for basketball, baseball, and football, and guess what? You might be the last guy chosen on the schoolyard. We got in trouble. We got hurt. We got dirty. And not everybody got a trophy. We argued about what was right, not who was right. I know sometimes when you take that walk down memory lane, you see it through rose-colored glasses. And I get it. I do. I understand that. There's certainly a sense of that when you look back at your youth, your younger days. But I will say this. It was a simpler time. It was a more innocent time. The idea of this internet and, again, social media and everything associated with social media and the internet, again, it brings a lot of positives to the table. Clearly, the information highway has many advantages. But from the sense of just growing up in real time and being with your friends and doing things, either outdoor things or things that you, or life lessons that you live through to get through certain things, to develop a thicker skin and a character that I don't know if it exists nowadays. I know I sometimes blame a lot of stuff on the younger generation, saying they're not necessarily the same as the generations that have come before them. But I'm sure every generation says that to a certain extent. But the truth is, it is a shifting climate. We are moving. We are moving more to the left, moving more towards this idea of ultra-sensitive wokeism. And I don't think that's a good thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I get, in some cases, back 30, 40, 50 years ago, things were way out of whack for some groups of people. And that needed to be corrected. And I believe it was corrected. But now I think it's being overcorrected, if that makes any sense. We're getting overly sensitive to being human beings. And we are no longer giving ourselves a chance to simply laugh at ourselves. It's become a sad state of affairs in some cases. I really believe that. But anyway, once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in tonight for Wayne Allen Root. Just a quick scheduling note, tomorrow night will be a best of, completely 3 hours of Wayne, and he'll be back ready and raring to go next week. I do want to remind you guys about my website, LeeElsie.com. Check that out. Kind of cool, and we're moving and shaking with that thing. We've finally got it up and operational, so if you want to check that out, some extra neat things that are happening up there. By the way, you can always email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, if you think back to your youth, what you either missed the most or what you think sort of faded into oblivion send me an email. Let me know what I missed as far as my list goes. But, you know, it's infinite. There are so many different things. I can remember getting up as a kid, right? This was my summer day. Let's say as a 13-year-old, right? 12 or 13. So that was probably the end of me being really, really innocent. So I would get up, and we had a bunch of neighborhood kids, and we would play wiffle ball, right? In some cases, we'd play as early as 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'd play all day. And we had this neighbor who had a yard that was sort of shaped like Fenway Park, where the house was green, and there was a tall part, and then just like Fenway Park, it was like a green monster, and then it got lower in right field. And we used that as our sort of home base to play all of our summer wiffle ball games. And I probably learned more in that backyard about life than I probably ever learned at any other time growing up. So it's remarkable getting a chance to sort of experience that kind of stuff. But that's like what we did. So you get up, you play wiffle ball all day, and then your mom would ring the dinner bell. Right? We actually had one of those, man. And if my mom was ringing that sucker, I'd better be there within 20 minutes or so, certainly before it got dark, or I'd be in big, big trouble. And that's the way it was. And that's how you lived. And it definitely was a simpler life. Now, again, maybe some folks out there feel like it's better now. The information highway has made the folks and everybody more accessible, actually made the world smaller, sort of. But I don't know if it's made it better. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsey. Thanks for listening. We'll take a quick break. Coming up next, we'll talk to Jarrett Stepman from the Heritage Foundation. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. We always have some great guests coming through here through the Heritage Foundation. Jared Stepman is joining us right now. He's just written a piece which is up on the Daily Signal. We've talked to him a bunch of times in the past. First, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very much, Jared.
Hey, thank you so much. Good to be back on with you.
Black homicide rates are back at 90 levels. Why is that?
It's amazing. It's really something, of course, many remember how bad homicide rates were in the early 1990s. What we've really seen now is an explosion of homicides, especially in the last few years after the summer of 2020. We've seen rates increase in some cities by over 100%. This is a radical departure from really what was the last two decades where we actually had, in many cases, decreasing crime rates. And I would attribute this very much to both the Defund the Police movement and the Black Lives Matter riots, which caused a lot of chaos in a lot of cities. And I think a retreat from policing, a lot of the policing that was necessary to keep crime under control. And unfortunately, once anarchy begins, once crime like this starts, it's very hard to put it back, to put that back in the bottle. I think you see, a run on crime that now requires the kind of methods that were used, especially in like the 90s, under Rudy Giuliani in New York, to get it back under control. And I do blame a lot of bad political actors for causing this surge.
So is it crime, like violence as a result of crime, like you've got somebody robbing a store and then someone shot dead, or is it just violence for the sake of violence?
It's a little bit of both, actually. What we're seeing is a lot of homicides, especially related to gangs and gang violence, especially in big cities, but this is hitting smaller cities too. I think we've seen a lot of homicides go up, not just in the big New York City type places, but in places like Burlington, Vermont, which is actually a very small city of 40,000, where you've seen a huge spike in the last year. You've had record numbers that they haven't seen since the 1960s. And this is hitting specific communities, I think, very, very hard. And I think that this is where the real issue is. We're having a kind of nationwide Ferguson effect, or Minneapolis effect, one might call it, after the riots that took place in Minneapolis. We see huge surges in violent crime, a lot of shootings and stabbings that take place after there's a significant retreat from policing. And I think that's the real issue here.
Jared Stepman, again, is our guest, Heritage Foundation. You can follow him on Twitter. The Daily Signal has his latest piece, and I will post that up on all of our different social media platforms so you can take a look at it. And the graphs inside of your piece are very telling. The explosion of violence is mammoth.
It is. It's incredible. In fact, it's more than double any other group. And I think if you really believe that Black Lives Matter, this should be a serious concern to you. And I think that what we've seen with, again, the defund the police movement and a really kind of anti-law enforcement movement in this country, is a lot of lives have been sacrificed for that. There are a lot of people now who have died because of that, and a lot of other young men who will never get a chance in life because of this. That's why the law and order is such a necessary thing. And unfortunately, when you combine that with a lot of radical district attorneys who don't like to enforce the laws, even when the police arrest people,
right,
I think you get the situation where we have now, which is incredibly high crime rates, incredibly high violence rates. A lot of young men who are killed in the prime of their lives because of these bad policies.
And people feel like there's this, the punitive actions of a society towards folks who commit these crimes is not an answer. That's a lot of what the progressives will say. I'm completely opposite of that. You remove violent people from the streets. They commit a crime, a violent crime, they're gone. If somebody replaces them, throw them in jail as well. If somebody replaces that third guy, throw them in jail as well. That's where I am, and I'd rather fill up the jails with terrible people than have folks roaming around on the streets and killing each other. Now, you can take it a step further and say, yes, okay, so now after we start to remove the bad element, if you want to attack why people are so violent towards each other, yes, let's do that, but let's make society safe first. I don't know where you stand on that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's both a cultural issue and, of course, the breakdown of families, I think, the social disintegration that's happened. Combine that with the fact that there is very high violence levels, I think it's difficult for any person who's in that kind of environment where murders and homicides are a common occurrence. It's difficult to erase yourself out of that when you're surrounded by it, when you think that that's the only way you can get ahead in life is to be a drug dealer or some other terrible thing. I think that's what destroys lives. You know, you talk more than just when talking about the incarceration rates. I think that truly destroys lives and I think caps a lot of young men from actually achieving their potential in life. So I think that's why you have multi-generational misery. It took decades to get crime numbers, especially homicide numbers, under control in this country. I think it's a shame that the last few years we've basically undone that work, and we're now starting pretty much at the base level. We have to redo a lot of the crime-fighting techniques that were perfected in the last 20 years. They have to come back, and I think there has to be a lot of political leadership at this time to do so. Are we seeing that? In a lot of cases, I would say no, but that's what's going to be necessary to turn this around.
Jared, I can't thank you enough. I got to run, though. I'm out of time, but I appreciate it. Where can folks read more about you?
You can read my work at dailysignal.com. You can also check out theheritagefoundation.org, which is where a lot of my work is posted.
All right, brother. Thanks. I'll talk soon. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, you got it. We got to run. We'll come right back. Stick around, everybody. All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.